An arrangement there of Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer, very feverishly sung there by the Welgemoed Primary School Senior Choir, conducted by Leon Starker. You're listening to Fine Music Radio. Hello and welcome to The Choral Life, the only one-hour radio show in South Africa playing only the recordings of South African choirs, composers and conductors. And I'm Otto van der Walt. Hello and welcome. In the Choral Grapevine this afternoon, we have a guest. The Amicere Lumine Choir is performing the South African debut of a work called Te Deum, which was composed by the late Dr. Martin Watt. The choir's conductor, Michelangelo Kluter, is here to talk about Dr. Watt's influence and legacy and pay homage to his work. The concert takes place this coming Friday, the 28th of November, at St. George's Cathedral here in town. All this a little later in the program. Remember, you can text us in the studio on 061-799-1013. That's 061-799-1013 to take part in the conversation. Thank you for all the support from you, our listeners, after the announcement that The Choral Life has been nominated for an SA Radio Award. It's already a great honor just to be nominated, and we're wishing all the nominees well for the awards on Saturday, the 6th of December. They're a group called Just Six. They've been twice nominated for a Grammy Award. They're called Just Six, and this song was called Stimela. And before that, we heard the Cape Town Camerata, conducted by Leon Starker, and a Charles Kiert work called Seedling Star. One more track before we get to our conversation with Michelangelo Kluter. This is the Makanda Kwantu Choir, conducted by Kutlwano Kepadisa, and an isiXhosa spiritual called Noyana. It's an arrangement by Loyiso Boki Saki of an isiXhosa spiritual called Noyana, performed there by the Makanda Kwantu Choir, conducted by Kepa, or officially, Kutlwano Kepadisa. As I said at the beginning of the program, we are talking, well, we have a guest in the studio, a live guest, not a recorded one. Good afternoon and welcome, Michelangelo Kluter.
Good afternoon, Otto. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great having you here. So, Michelangelo is the conductor of the Amicere Lumine Choir. Michelangelo and I, I'm sure, have talked on this show before, yeah. So it's not completely new, although I don't think you've visited us live in the studio before. But Michelangelo's choir, Amicere Lumine, is performing a concert this coming Friday evening at St. George's Cathedral, and it is a program of a special program of Dr. Martin Watt's pieces, and one of those pieces will have a South African debut, and the concert is also called Te Deum, which is the piece that they'll be debuting. Yes, Michelangelo, I want to start off with you guys have performed a program of Dr. Martin Watt's pieces before, or you've performed his pieces before.
That's correct. We've kind of been his choir in residence for over a decade now, mm-hmm. and we actually met. He was my music theory teacher or lecturer at university, so it's been a very big inspiration, and especially the way that he composes music is something very different. I mean, it might not be everybody's taste, mm-hmm. but it does connect it to the heart and the soul. And for anybody who has that musical ear, understands when somebody just puts a whole lot of emotion into it, it doesn't become very technical. Mm-hmm. And his music has always just been the out-of-the-box type thinking. You know, we accept it and we do the rules of composing, but mm-hmm. then he kind of just takes you on a different journey. Yeah. And I think that is what has attracted myself and Amicere Lumine to his music. So whenever we've had the opportunity or the request to, you know what, I would like you to debut this, we'd be like, yeah, we're on board.
Absolutely. You met him at university.
That's correct.
Because you studied under him.
Yeah.
And did he mentor you? I mean, did you just have class from him? Or?
Well, this is going to be an embarrassing story. But for those who know, music theory at university level is completely insane. Mm. And I was not successful the first two times trying to do music theory one. Mm. And then he just actually started a conversation and he was like, you know what? Let's do the basics. And I attended one or two of his lectures, and I actually understood what he was teaching. Mm. And with extra classes and help, Music Theory 1 passed, done great stuff. And when I actually got to be his student in Music Theory 2, it was like a whole new world just opening up. Mm. And the way that he taught and methods of analyzing theory or just basically working it out, you know, as a math problem, it just clicked. And funny enough, I studied opera before going in to conducting, and he was the reason why I actually just changed my career in the sense.
I want to talk to you about the way he taught, because a lot of the comments I've seen on people talking about him as a lecturer, as a mentor, was that the way in which he taught was somehow just communicated and was understood very easily. But let's go to some music. This is one of Martin Watt's pieces. It's called Ubi Caritas. It is performed by the Amicire Lumine. Music there by Dr. Martin Watt. It's called Ubi Caritas, and as I said, is performed there by Amicire Lumine. Michelangelo, before we listen to that, you mentioned that Dr. Martin Watt explained the work, explained music theory in a way that was understandable. It sounds to me like that was kind of his trait, because a lot of people have said that about him.
Yeah, I can definitely talk about myself. And for those who are listening and can relate to this, Martin loved astronomy, and he just loved watching stars as well. And he, while explaining music theory, he just painted pictures. It was the imagery that he created in the way that he spoke that just made things way more easy to understand. The way that he was as a person, very quiet, but as soon as he started teaching, he just became alive. And the imagery that he creates while teaching and explaining was what just made things easier, because when you hear and you put the chords and chord progressions together, again, you create that imagery. And this is what I've taken from him trying to explain to my choristers or to Amicire Lumine, and I paint those pictures for them. Mm. And sometimes you're able to recreate what you put out there or what is written on the page, but you can also just change it up as you go along. That is one thing that I will always take away from Martin, is just actually, instead of being very technical and one chord, one goes into three and four and five and seven, it's just to actually create an image that then allows the ear to adjust to it and to understand why the composer has done this or why this theory needs to be in a certain way. It was just him being humble.
He sounded very, very passionate about it.
Extremely passionate about
his theory. Yeah, because people speak very easily about things that they are passionate about, right? So he must have been very passionate about it. I want to ask you about what drew you to his music before we get to the Te Deum. But first, let's take another music break. This is another one of Dr. Watt's pieces. It's called Asya Yo Bukir. It's called Asya Yo Bukir, music by Dr. Martin Watt, performed there by Amicire Lumine. Michelangelo, we were talking about, before the music break, we were talking about Dr. Watt's music, the way in which he taught and the music he wrote. You mentioned that the way in which he wrote music was in such a way that you expected a certain chord progression, but then he would throw a surprise at you.
I think that's the best part about composers. And I mean, Amici is actually focused on debuting South African composers' music. And that's why whenever he decided that, you know what, I've got this new piece, let's do it. It would always just start off very cute and like, you know what, oh, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden, he does something weird. And I'm the type of person who, like, I like the weird things. So with Martin, you'll always have the sweet, solemn parts, but then it just actually turns into something that you would not expect. We just listened to Asya Yo Bukir, and I remember recording this in Baxter, and we would always expect traditional music in a traditional manner or fashion that it would be done. But I mean, if you just listen, those who listen now, it's very different. And again, it's something that touches your soul. His melodic lines, and you'll always hear, there'll always be a motif that he will bring back into a piece that just makes it unique. Yeah.
That piece was, you said, mentioned to me off air, was a part of a two other pieces, Ashiyobakir and something else.
Yeah, it's a motet. And with that, you'll also hear that the same motif repeats itself. But then again, if you take the three pieces that he put together, especially in Afrikaans text, and you take it to his Osakrum Convivium is insane. It's intense. But then again, none of his pieces sound similar except for a singular motif that you will hear. And that is what is great about Martin's music, is that it will always be different. And one thing about him as well is that he caters for the voices that he has. He will never put anything on sheet music if he does not know who the group is that will perform it, and what their ranges are. And that was the one great thing about working with him, is that we actually sat and listened to the music before even finalizing it and deciding together whether it would be a great fit or not. And so he wrote for the voices that he actually had.
Which I think is actually, that's practical. I think it makes it a little bit easier to write for, but also brings out the correct groups. Like if you
Definitely.
Know this choir has a really good, I don't know, soprano and alto section, then he would write for that to bring out that voices. Or he would know that he could, I'm sure in your group, he knew that he could push the sopranos
Very
to a
much,
certain
yeah.
level. And he probably did in a lot of the music.
Yeah.
Let's hear now his Sanctus, and the soloist in this recording is Storm Solomon. From a work called Missa Baltica, that was the Sanctus, performed by Amichele Lumine, and the soloist in that recording was Storm Solomon. I'm talking to Michelangelo Clutter, who's the conductor of Amichele Lumine, and they are hosting a concert coming up this Friday, Friday the 28th of November at St. George's Cathedral here in town. The concert is called Te Deum, and is a concert that is dedicated to the works of Dr. Martin Watt. And the concert will be the South African premiere of the work, the Te Deum. Michelangelo, tell us a bit more about this work, Te Deum.
This was going to be Martin's, new era of composing. When he could no longer go to university and teach on campus, he wanted to use this opportunity to create something very different. And I'm actually quite excited, because I was just speaking to Gillian earlier today, and I told her that this is going to be something very, very special. Nobody will recognize his work. On his sabbatical, he spent quite some time just researching. Obviously, it is a church-like text. And it's normally celebrated over Thanksgiving, but this was a special moment for him. And one of my favorite parts or movements is called Rex Celestis. And that is just where it is completely chaotic, but you will hear the anxiety, the need, the want for understanding. The five movements are just absolutely amazing. And every single one of them is completely different. I am just excited for everybody to hear this. We've been working exceptionally hard on this, and it really has pushed the vocalists to just be pristine in what they deliver. And I think the audience members will be surprised. For those who know Martin's music and have heard his choral music before, this is going to be an introduction to a new era.
Okay. Well, that sounds very exciting. Is it structured? Is a specific structure? How many movements is the work
so
contained?
So there's five. You'll have the Te Deum Laudamus, then Tibi Keruim et Seraphim. Third movement will be Te Gloriosus Apostolorum Chorus. Number four will be Tu Rex Gloria Christe. And then final movement is Tu De Victor Mortis Aculeo. So funny enough, not funny enough, but there would have been a second part to the concert, and that would have been the works that we were working on right now. So hopefully we get to finish it by next year. I thought about including of his previous works, but people have heard it and we'll definitely be bringing it back. But I thought to do something different, where repertoire that Amici has sung before that he actually liked. And it's not works by Martin Watt, but it's pieces that he actually really enjoyed and listened to quite often. So,
like a favorites playlist almost.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So there's three major works that he absolutely loved, and we will be performing that as well. So we'll start off with those three pieces and then finish off with the Te Deum. And this is not a final memory for Martin, but it is something to look forward to as we finish off the Magnificat for next year. And we'll be repeating this concert in Baxter Theatre on first Tuesday of August, and I'll obviously send you dates for that. But then we'll have the Magnificat finished by then and then debut that as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. So the details of this concert, Michelangelo, that's this coming Friday, the 28th of November. Where can people get tickets for it?
Please go onto Quicket and just type in Te Deum Martin Watt or Amici de Lumine, and you will find the concert details there.
Te Deum. T-E-D-E-U-M. Te Deum.
Cool.
Michelangelo, thanks very much for coming in today, making some time to come and chat about Dr. Martin Watt and this coming concert. I think it's very exciting and it's a very cool concert. Sounds very exciting. All the best with your preparations and all
the best
with the concert coming up.
Thank you so much.
That interview was from The Choral Life, which airs every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. There are more interviews like that and other exciting podcasts on our website, fmr.co.za.